It does seem like the span between tragedy coming across the iPhone and partisan response is getting down to mere seconds.
I mean, this is the second time in, I think, 7 days that I've been on your show, both of which have had incredibly heinous and horrific tragedies,
yes,
immediately followed by naked exploitation of the dead bodies before anything is known about the people involved, including the killer. You know, I was watching Joe Biden. I empathize so much with what Will said, that at the beginning of his speech, I was really hoping that he would strike exactly that note. As somebody who has twice had to bury a child, he could really empathize with,
yes,
in a unique way, with how uniquely heinous it is. He could talk about the spirituality of our society and the need to unite on what obviously, you know, everyone, no matter what your partisan perspective is, reacts in the same way when seeing this sort of thing. And he spent about 6 seconds doing that and then immediately did a detour to figure out how he could squeeze and exploit the situation for partisan advantage. It was so grotesque and, I mean, unsurprising, but also really disappointing to watch.
And as God watches, speaking for myself, I would have praised Joe Biden if he had kept to the first part of that speech. I agree with you completely. Joe Biden has lost 2 children. Not many people can say that. He knows what it feels like. I would listen carefully to him, and I would feel deeply grateful if he used this moment to unite the country. We all are united in our grief as we watch children die. Why not do that?
I mean, I think that the obsession that people who are doing politics full-time have with seeing the world through this prism of partisan warfare is so consuming that it basically drains their entire soul, so that nothing,
yes,
is left but this kind of immediate need to use every situation, no matter how tragic, to gain some kind of an advantage. And look, you know, Joe Biden is a politician. He's in public policy. There are public policy aspects to events like this, or the one,
yes,
in Buffalo. So if you want to talk about that, that's fine. Wait a little bit of time, not just so that the emotions can be processed, but so that just basic facts are known about who this person is, what motivated them, what guns, what role guns had in terms of gun control,
yes,
laws, or anything else you want to talk about. They don't wait at all because they want to exploit those emotions that they could be using to unite people to instead work them to their own advantage. It's so ghoulish and grotesque to watch.
It really is. People have died, and we owe them the respect of restraint. That's how I feel about all death. And I know you agree. This stuff just drains people's humanity, and it's just awful. Glenn Greenwald, thank you for your description of that.
Thanks, Tucker.